The Jones Center for Families in Springdale looks a little different this week, a bit brighter on the outside. Mazur, an artist and muralist from Ireland, has spent more than a week transforming a large outdoor wall into a vibrant message of perseverance. He spent the week enlarging the image from an original piece of paper to a wall that is more than 100 feet long and about 30 feet high. Gallons of paint, tall ladders, a boom lift, and several young helpers were used in the creative process. And in between the work, Mazur popped over to a taqueria for lunch.
Unbelievable. So I had it yesterday and I've had it today, and I'll probably try and squeeze another few in before I go.
That was Mazur last week, a few feet from his new favorite place for tacos in downtown Springdale. He was taking a break from working on the mural that helped generate attention for the first Spring Creek Arts Festival for Young Artists that will be held next month in the Jones Center. The mural is visible to motorists and pedestrians traveling by the Jones Center on either Emma Avenue or Huntsville Road.
Been working there since last Monday on a big mural there with the kids in Jones Center, sort of getting to know them, them getting to know me, showing what I do and getting to participate and help in any way they could. So it's been a great experience the last few days, yeah.
The vivid mural has both literal and metaphorical messages. The word support can be read in large purple letters emblazoned across a yellow background and images of different colors. Mazur says some of those figures, like a green hand and arm pushing against the ground, are designed to suggest getting back up after falling down. Mazur, who has also created a large impressionist image of General William O. Darby in downtown Fort Smith, says he places positive messages in all of his work. Many young people helped Mazur in this most recent mural project, and he says their fingerprints are all over the mural in Springdale.
So they were pretty much just doing the tough work. I was sketching up and be like, that's going blue, and then, the blue beside the yellow. I was teaching them about contrasting colours and how they work and complement each other, and just asking me 100 questions as well of who I am and why I'm here, and try to tell them where Ireland is. So it's cool, you know. It's great to just tell them my little world that they're not aware of, and then me coming into their world. I've never been here before. And leaving my mark with them, and hopefully they get something positive from it and can talk about that maybe, or not being cheesy, but to have a little bit of positive impact on their life is quite rewarding for me.
Mazur says the mural on the wall at the Jones Center began as a sketch on a piece of paper. After everybody involved signed off on the design, the only thing he had to do was recreate that small image on a much, much larger canvas. He's been creating murals around the world for more than 15 years, so he says the recreation of one of his ideas onto a giant canvas isn't alien to him. But still, when he saw the actual edifice for this project, there was a momentary pause.
When I got there, it was like, whoa, here we go. And it's big, and I'm cool with that, but it's the heat as well. The heat gets me. You know, we don't have this weather home, so it's just a little bit tiring. Because it's labor-intensive work. You're painting a huge wall. But I've no complaints. I can't complain. It's been great.
Mazur's work has also been reproduced on a limited number of shirts and posters to help raise money for the Spring Creek Arts Festival. With his bright, large work now on public display in downtown Fort Smith and at the Jones Center in Springdale, the Irish artist is leaving his mark in the region.
I hope so. Look, I'm back here because it's a very inviting town, city. Like, it's everyone's so welcoming, and sort of like it's become a little bit of like a home away from home, and it's great. You know, I'm not built for real big cities. Like, I love New York. I was there doing a piece just last week, but it's overwhelming here. It's like a good pace, southern hospitality. Is that what you call it? You know, everyone's so welcoming. Like, why wouldn't you love that? You know, and I'm even thinking about maybe staying here for a year next year. So I'll look into that as well. So
because of the tacos.
The tacos, yeah. And all those homebrew beers, they're great too, you know.
The Jones Center mural was formally dedicated, and Mazur is on to his next projects. He'll help the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art in Madison, Wisconsin, dedicate a new space, then go to Chicago before heading home to Ireland. His latest mural at the Jones Center for Families in Springdale is now on display and will last for...
ever. I don't know. Hopefully, I don't see it being removed or anytime soon. And hopefully I'm going to be in the States a lot of next year. So I'll keep in contact with the guys, hopefully work with them again, follow up. Because, you know, they're on a journey where they're trying to take kids from one situation, put them in a better, and they can see that full journey. I usually just dip in and dip out. So I want to keep a relationship with them and see how the guys are getting on. And with that, then I can keep an eye on the mural and you know, maybe a pigment in might fade because of this heat. So, you know, I'll address that, or they might get vandalized. I don't know, but I'm there to make sure it's okay, you know.
Mazur, whom the Irish Times has identified as one of the 100 creative catalysts in Ireland, can be found online at mazurart.com or at his Facebook page, Mazur Art. And he spells his name M-A-S-E-R. He talked to me last week during a break from creating a new mural at the Jones Center for Families. And if you'd like more information about the Spring Creek Arts Festival for students, you can go to their website, springcreekfestival.com.